Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys Small Screen Scares, a mini-series where three cowardly friends discuss horror television. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watch The Haunting of Hill House, Episode 3, Touch.
Theo
Zepp.
My first watch, she was my favourite character.
Was that also just because we've seen her in other Flan works and we love her?
Well, no, because this was like...
That would have been before
this
you.
Is before I'd watched anything by Flan, because I don't watch things.
We do now, baby.
But we do now. But yeah, she was my favourite character on my first watch.
What about on your second?
She's probably my second favourite character.
Who's your first?
Nell.
Oh, I mean, Nell's just been number one forever.
Yeah. I do have a soft spot for Luke as well, to be honest.
Luke's a brilliant actor. Yeah, they're all fucking good.
They're all...
For so ranking talented. Acting... Steve's probably the weakest, but he doesn't disgrace himself.
No, he's
young Hugh possibly is the worst, but again, pretty good.
Mrs. Dudley.
No, come on, mate. She's fucking great.
Mr. Dudley.
He's fucking powerful. That one scene that he has.
He's got big dad energy.
Yeah. That monologue.
Fucking powerful.
It's a ripper.
Poppy Hill?
Maybe. I mean, back to Theo. The whole whose hand was I holding is so creepy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's just fucked.
Just when she's lying in bed, she just assumes it's Nell.
Yeah.
And the camera never shows who it is.
Yep.
And then it does that great aerial shot, she's just in bed by herself.
It's fucking disturbing.
It's terrible.
Anytime those kids are in bed, it's a despicable fucking scary show.
It's terrifying.
Shouldn't do that to those kids. Yep. Should do it to these adults.
Yep. Kids should never be in bed.
This
fuck you, Flan Man.
This episode, at this point, is the scariest episode.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think it builds and builds and builds till about number five.
Yeah.
That was my take on a rewatch.
Yeah. But Theos has got some fucked shit in it.
Well, because the first two, you've got one big scare, I think, maybe two. And you're like, okay, I got through them.
Big scares for a regular horror man.
Yeah.
The horror I'm just unrelentingly tense.
Yes. My butthole is clenched tight for the whole
thing. I'm shitting diamonds.
Yeah.
I can't shit anymore. It's closed.
It's done. Yeah.
Banned for poops. Yeah. No more.
Flan Man with the ban. This has the trapdoor bit.
Yep.
Yes.
Which I didn't notice this. Damo, did you notice this when you watched it? Young Theo opens the trapdoor to the basement and there's just a face.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that.
You did? Yeah, okay. Because I reckon when I first watched this, there would have been a lot of times where I wasn't looking at the screen.
Yeah.
Because I was genuinely so terrified.
Yes. Yeah.
That face, it's horrible.
Mm.
It means nothing. Doesn't have to be there.
It's just there.
And it ruined my life.
Yeah.
Well, when I was watching this, so Holly didn't want to watch this with me for obvious reasons. Too scared.
It takes courage to say no to that.
I agree.
To say no to your face.
To this little mug. But unfortunately, she said no. So I did watch it on my own, which was no good. Like I said, I mostly did in the afternoons. I'd finish work for the day and watch an episode.
What a little treat.
A nice little. No, for me, it was like, all right, one more hour of work.
Yeah.
But it was a treat. It was a treat because it's a beautiful show.
Yeah. You're calling your boss. You got any more jobs for me?
I can work 2 hours of overtime.
Yeah.
Unpaid.
And then I would have my phone next to me. And throughout it, I'll be like, oh, I'll just look at my phone. I'll look up something to do with the episode. And I constantly tell myself, no, Sean Thomas said this is a great TV show. You need to watch it. And so I'd pick up the phone. Nope, I would always keep putting it down. So for better or worse, I actually really did pay quite a lot of attention to this show.
Yeah.
And mostly worse because it's horrible. It's too scary.
Yeah. This has some of the most terrifying stuff to this point. You've got the face in the trapdoor, but also that sequence where Luke goes down the dumbwaiter.
It's horrible.
And that thing crawls out and comes for him.
I personally think they show you a little too much of the crawling thing. It was enough for me when their hand came down. And then you see it like, I was still terrified, but I think a more hardened horror person would be like, oh, come on, you're showing me a little bit too much. Because it's a little bit CGI-y, I thought.
It's the reason... I think you can see as much of it as possible. Because the reason I like seeing is, the reason it's strong that you see as much as possible is you see how quickly it covers the room.
Yeah.
So then you now know, you go back upstairs and you just hear him screaming. You're like, oh, it's on him.
It's on him.
Yeah. Can I clarify? I'm not saying it doesn't work, because I think on the rewatch, in that moment when it's crawling, my brain is like, I've seen you for too long, but it's so effective. They cut back and it's just, you don't see it. You just hear the screaming.
Yeah.
And Theo's trying to get him back. And that's horrible.
Yes.
That's so bad. And the ripped shirt.
Yeah. I like that we see it, because we've already had a lot of hinted at ghosts. We've had the quick cuts and then the cutaway. So I don't know. I like that they're like, no, there is substance to these ghosts. Like they're
tangible.
They're tangible. They're worrying.
It's also the first one you see out of the ghosts that they talk about as kids, really. Like Luke talked about seeing a monster, and then you've got the bent neck lady who you haven't seen yet, I don't think.
Horrible name.
Probably. Horrible name, horrible ghost.
Yeah.
It's honestly the worst one.
Yeah.
Oh,
by a mile.
Oh, God. By a landslide.
Yeah. Also, is this so that when Luke's in the dumbwaiter and he comes back up and his shirt's ripped, is it the first time in the series there's been like a physical thing attached?
Yep. See, there's a physical consequence to the ghost. And it also
not that the parents give a fuck.
Yeah.
They just think he got it. I mean, it's quite practical to just think that he got it caught on the door or something.
Yeah.
And he's terrified and...
Yeah.
What's really powerful about this is that Theo's whole thing is that, you know, she doesn't like being touched, and because when she touches things, she kind of sees the history of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of her gift curse thing. But also, it just highlights that everyone kind of moves around her. She's literally the one thing Theo needs people to like touch her and be there for her. And her whole life, they kind of haven't, because she's the middle child and she's just been independent.
Mm.
And in that bit, when they pull Luke out, both parents are like freaking the fuck out about Luke being in the dumbwaiter. And she is hysterical because she put him there and she keeps saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And they kind of go, it's not your fault, but they just kind of dismiss her.
Yeah.
She's just kind of left standing there. It's just...
And then again, what's awful. Her job? Child psychiatrist.
She's helping kids who are neglected, because she's the neglected kid, essentially.
Helping kids who, can't voice or have no one to talk to.
I really do love that she's sort of harnessed her trauma into helping kids who have it as well.
Oh, that's
like,
huge.
That's actually really nice, whereas you've got other characters like Steve, who's just like...
A bit more of a selfish approach.
He's a selfish cunt, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then you've got her who's not. And who, on the surface, I think, to her family, appears to be. Because she's not emotional, and you can't talk to her, you can't touch her, you can't do anything. But, she's a great character.
But even early on, she doesn't present with a lot of emotion. For a lot of it, she's very sardonic. As an adult, she's very sarcastic, very sardonic. Yeah. We see in the first episode, too, she goes out to a bar, picks up a girl, they go back to her place. The minute there's like a little bit more of a chance of something else happening, she tells her to leave.
Yeah.
You see her back at the bar again in this episode. That girl shows up again. She like blanks her.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's like, okay, you don't let people get anywhere fucking
near. Yes.
Yeah, she's building walls.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah. And that's where there's that beautiful moment when she touches that girl's hand to try to find out what's going on. And she's like, oh, you're like me. You build up walls.
Yeah.
In that this girl is exactly the same. She can't even see her memory.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so many walls. The things that she's built up are just impenetrable, so she can't get to the truth.
Right. Yeah.
But what she can get to, boys, is Mr. Smiley.
Mr. Smiley. Yeah.
Who can go to hell?
Another good scare. Terrible name. The image we get of it.
It's a jumper.
When we finally get it. Oh, brutal.
And again, fills the gap because she wakes up at that time when Nell dies, but she wakes up and sees Mr. Smiley, and that's why she wakes up. And then you see Cheryl walking up to the guest house, which you saw in the previous episode. The light comes on and she screams.
Yeah.
And previously we saw that happen thinking, oh, she's screaming about Nell. And now we learn, no, she's screaming about Mr. Smiley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. It's the combination of the name and just like the image that it sticks in your head.
Mm.
He does a powerful job, the Flame Man, because there's that scene where she goes down into the basement and lays on the couch, I think, and looks up and you just see it in the wood paneling, the smiley face. Yeah. And that just makes me feel sick.
It's like awful.
I was frightened just from a piece of wood.
Yes.
What a lesser director and show would have done, I think, is in that scene where she goes in that basement and she touches the couch to learn what happened.
Yeah.
Lesser director would have shown you like flashes of stuff.
Right, right.
It's just her face.
Yes.
Seeing the horror of the situation. And for a character who has shown no expression.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the Jaws thing, man. Don't show the monster.
Yeah. As so well. Powerful. And then also like the movements that she's going through and you're putting the pieces together and you're like, and it's more, it's honestly like more horrible than a ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like this and you're like, no.
And then
it's
then you're like, is that what's happened? And then she goes upstairs, shakes the guy's hand.
Yes.
And you're just like, she wants to confirm it. And the way her body language changes and is just looking at him and you're like, he did it.
Yeah. And then powerful when she goes outside, waits for him to get arrested, tells him what to say to him, you know.
He'll crumble like a wall.
You get that idea. Yeah, I think she says, have I been wrong before or have I let you down in the past? So you get that idea that she's saved multiple
kids. She's like a vigilante. That was honestly like a superhero moment and it worked for me. I almost needed that at that point, I think.
That Mr. Smiley guy, he's just bad at what he's doing.
hang on, Sean, are you critiquing?
No, I'm critiquing. Yeah, he's a dumb fuck. Yeah. For multiple reasons, for the horrendous crime that he's committing, but also like the goal to think he's going to get away with it. Like you're sending the kid to speak to a psychiatrist. What do you think? She's going to say nothing?
Yeah.
I mean, she probably would have to anyone other than Theo, who's got these fucking superpowers. Yeah. But that guy sucks.
And who only goes there on a hunch.
You know what I mean? You got the fucking best person in the world now who suffers horribly, and that cunt's just going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Deserves worse.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Deserves Mr. Smiley to come and get him.
We've talked about in the, you know, Cheryl and Steve, powerhouse performances and stuff so far on the show. When Theo touches Nell's body.
Oh, my God.
That's some acting, man. Fuck.
Oh, that
just drops to the floor.
Yeah. It's crazy how we obviously don't see anything.
Yeah.
And
it hurts.
It got me to my core. That rattled me. Yeah.
She starts like, can't breathe. Again, someone who doesn't show a lot of emotion the whole way through, you just get this like hammer of an emotion.
How did she do? Like, how did she honestly do that?
I don't know.
To have to in that moment go from literally nothing to that level. Oh no,
she's good.
Crazy.
Yeah. She's fucking good. The other thing she does that is absolutely great that you learn in this is in two, it's raised that Steve tried to like give them. He's writing this book. Yeah. Cheryl is furious. In three, it's like, he's going to give proceeds of the book to people because he agrees with Cheryl.
Did he offer them 10% or something?
I think, of all royalties too. Yeah. So if the book keeps doing well, and they're like, fuck off, that's shit house. And then you learn that that bit where Theo comes back, gets the money, and you learn that she's basically gone behind Cheryl's back and decided, I'm going to do this for myself.
Yeah.
And that great throwaway line where Steve's like, you're going to buy a house? She's like, no, I'm going to get my fucking PhD.
Yeah. She also critiques him for getting something wrong, I think. But it's interesting because earlier in the thing, she says that she hasn't read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I finally had a chance to read it. You got something wrong.
I think she read it all along. She just didn't need to let him know that until she wanted to tell him he's a fuckwit, basically.
Yeah, I found the bootlegging seller, not Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another thing I wanted to talk about for this episode is the mum, Olivia. Yeah. So there's actually quite a nice moment because, of course, like the mum is such an enigma at this stage. Yeah. We've seen her actually be really sweet, be really loving, be a fairly good mum. We know something terrible's happened. We know somehow she's involved with the house. We don't really know what capacity. And so in this one, I really love how we see her give the gloves to Theo.
Yeah.
I think it's a really nice moment. Obviously, one, we get the exposition of what's going on with Theo. But I don't know, it's quite a sweet moment. I think she's actually empathetic to this child who does get often overlooked.
It's possibly the first big relatable moment.
Yeah,
because she goes, well, I also can sense things, or whatever she calls it.
Yeah,
those headaches.
Yeah, yes, and the cold spots.
Yeah, the cold spots, and how she has those headaches sort of give her like visions and memories and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
She even hints that like all the women in the family, like Cheryl's sleep talking, Nell is right. Nell.
Yes,
I love that. Nell is Nell.
Yeah,
like yeah, you know, that's a cool thing. But then yeah, Theo's got this gift, but it's. It sets up that the mother does care about the kids, knows that each of them are unique, and she's got to find a way to love each of them in their own way.
Yeah.
And it's just when Thea puts the gloves on and then she touches the mum.
Yes.
And nothing happens. And just the look of love between the two of them is so beautiful.
Mm.
And then it's heartbreaking because then the mum says, we'll talk about it a bit when you're older.
Right.
And you're like, she was never there to show her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as well as then right at the end when we go back to that night in Hill House where they're running and she touches her dad and she gets those flashbacks. She gets images of her mum being pushed by the dad.
She sees everything.
And like, and again, we don't know what this means, but it just complicates things in a really necessary way. We've got some answers. Here are some more questions.
Mm. Yep. And she builds up a wall because no one's ever going to know what she saw that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just with Olivia, you've got that kind of running thing, I think. Does she give all the kids something?
Yep.
So I think for Cheryl, she gives her the casket for the...
Yep. Teaches her about death.
For the kittens.
Yep.
Yeah. Gives Theo the gloves.
Steve makes her the vanity.
Steve makes her the vanity. Does she give Nell the necklace?
Well,
eventually, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
She promises her the necklace.
There you go. Well, promise to come true.
And I think she gives Luke.
I can't remember what she gives Luke. Yeah, I think it is a bit of a running thing. She gives them all something.
Yep.
Just on Luke and the dumbwaiter thing. Equally as scary as actually seeing that creature is Luke's drawing of it.
Oh, yeah, man.
And again, that beautiful beat where Theo touches Luke and is like, I believe you.
Mm. Yep, straight away.
Because the whole thing is that no one ever believes Nell or Luke about anything, and Theo does.
Yep.
It's just so nice.
Mm. It's really good. Well, that's all the scary talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
I've been Tom.
And if you get a listeners would like to get in contact with us, say hi, all that stuff, you can email us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter at ScaredyBoys or individually. I'm at Midday Pajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm at Orca Treat.
Stay scared, everyone.
Fuck you, Flan Man.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.